位弟兄姐妹早上好。
I just want to thank the choir for singing. You are really terrific.
我在这里真的想向我们学生团契的诗班表达感谢，你们真的是非常的棒。
And I'd also like to just thank Angel for translating. I know this is not an easy job because it's me that she's translating.
我还要感谢安琪今天帮我来翻译。我知道这个翻译并不是一个简单的工作，尤其是为我来翻译，所以我要感谢她愿意来做这份工作。
This morning we are going to look at the subject of hope.
那今天早晨我们要来一起来看我们的盼望。
You know, this is a season of hope, isn't it?
那我们现在所在的就是一个盼望的季节，不是吗？
Have you made a Christmas list?
那你们有没有已经准备了一份圣诞节的清单呢？
With items that you hope to get?
那这个清单上就包括你希望在圣诞节所得到的一些东西。
I've made mine.
我已经做了我自己的清单。
And my daughters have made theirs.
那我的女儿们也做了她们的。
We all hope for something.
我们都盼望能够得到一些东西。
And in our passage today, the nation of Israel, the nation of Judah, the southern kingdom, hoped for something.
那我们在今天所读的这段经文中，犹大这个国家，就是南方的这个犹大国，他们也在盼望一些东西。
Today I'd like to look at this subject of hope, and I'd like to look at three things.
那今天我们来讨论盼望的这个主题，那我想来看主要有三个方面。
The first is that I'd like to look at the hope that was promised through Jeremiah the prophet.
那首先我们想要来一起来看一下这个关于通过耶利米所传达的一个盼望的信息。
Secondly, I'd like to discuss this hope that he promised is still with us today.
那第二点我想告诉大家的是，当初在通过先知耶利米所传达的这个盼望，在今天仍然与我们同在。
And the third thing I'd like to discuss is the fact that this hope, there is still a hope yet to come.
那第三点就是我想告诉大家，我们这个盼望还有更多的盼望即将来到。
I think we need to understand the background of this passage that we read this morning.
那我想我们首先要稍微的了解一下我们今天所读的这段经文的背景。
The nation of Judah was taken over by the country of Babylon in 586 BC.
那我们在南国的犹大国在公元前586年被巴比伦王所掳去。
The young promising men of the southern nation of Judah were taken and they were going to be indoctrinated in the Babylonian way.
那在犹大南方犹大国的这些年轻的人们，他们都被巴比伦王所掳去，然后他们要顺从那些异邦的风俗。
But most of the other people became slaves.
那更多其他的人，他们都成为了奴隶。
They lost their independence.
他们也失去了他们的自由和独立。
They lost their homes.
他们也失去了自己的家园。
Some were separated from their families.
也与自己的家人分离。
They no longer lived in safety.
他们再也不能够住在平安和安全之中。
They were being mistreated.
他们也被苦待。
And they probably longed for the very beds that they used to sleep in.
那我想他们在这个时候也应该是在盼望着在他们曾经睡在的床上，在家里面所睡的床上。
And so Jeremiah, in this very time when the people felt so desperate, he offered them and reminded them of a promise of hope.
那耶利米在这个所有的人民都开始感到绝望的时候，给了他们一个盼望，也提醒他们这个盼望是即将要来到的。
I imagine for those who trusted in this hope, it was like a cool glass of water on a very hot day.
我想象当时那些相信这个盼望的人们，他们一定是像在一个非常炎热的天气里抓到了一瓶凉水来喝下来。
Unlike today and in this time right now, we are probably hoping for something special under our Christmas tree.
而不像我们今天，现在我们所希望得到的，也许就是我们的一棵圣诞树。
But the promise that Jeremiah gives is not hope in something, but in someone.
但是耶利米所应许的那位将来的盼望并不是某一个事物，而是某一个人。
He reminds them of a promise made long ago.
那他也提醒了这些以色列人犹大人他们曾经已经知道的一个盼望。
And this promise really goes back to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 13 and 14 and then also 16.
那这个盼望的应许在当时是在撒摩尔记下的第七章十三节。
So in chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, and then in 16, what is promised is that through the line of David, that there would come a king whose kingdom would last forever.
那在撒母耳记下的第七章十三节和十四节讲到了说大卫家的后裔必要出来一位君王，但他的国位是直到永远的。
Now it's very interesting that after this covenant that God makes with David, as we look at the history of Israel, many kings come and go.
那非常有意思的就是在这耶利米书下在撒母耳记下面神与大卫立约以后在以色列的国中有很多的国王都来登基也来做王。
And I imagine the people were looking for the fulfillment of that promise. They were looking for that king whose kingdom would last forever.
那我想象在当时的人民当他们想到和等待神所应许的盼望的时候，他们也许在看他们当时的国王，然后在想也许这个国王的王权能够存到永远。
Now initially the king that came after David was Solomon.
那最开始接续大卫做王的是所罗门。
And for real it looked like maybe he could fulfill that promise.
那在现实当中当那些的人看到的时候，他们在想也许耶利米也许所罗门真的可以来实现当时的这个预言。
But it wasn't to be, and eventually Solomon died.
但是事实并不是这样，而最后所罗门他也去世了。
When we look through the book of 2 Kings, we have a list of kings one after the other, kings from Israel and kings from Judah.
那当我们看列王记下这本书的时候，我们会看到在这本书里面记载了很多的国王，他们既有以色列的国王，也有犹大的国王。
And none of them fulfill this promise.
那没有任何的一个国王在当时应验了神在当时与大卫所立的约的应许。
And it is this promise that Jeremiah is referring to.
那这个应许就是耶利米在他的预言当中所指的。
He reminds them, there's going to come a king.
那耶利米再次的提醒当时的犹大人说，我们还是要有一位国王会来。
Now let's look at who this king is going to be.
那我们来看一看这位国王他是谁。
The scriptures tell us that he will be just and he will be righteous.
那经文告诉我们说，这位国王他会施行公平和公义。
Now that is unlike many of the previous kings.
那这个国王他在这一点上是与我们以前的所有的国王是不一样的。
So many of them did evil in the sight of God.
有很多的过去有很多的国王他们都行在耶和华眼中所谓憎恶的事情。
And that's why Israel and Judah were both captured by foreign countries.
这也就是为什么在当时以色列和犹大都被外邦人所掳去。
The king promised would not be like those other kings.
那这个我们所预言所盼望的这位国王和这些国王都是不一样的。
He would lead the people in a different direction.
他会领导他的人民走向另外的一个方向。
It's interesting to note in the scriptures that we read today, in verse 16, it said, and at least in the English translation, I'm not sure what it says exactly in the Chinese, but in the English translation, it does say that, and this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
那尤其是在我们今天所读的这段经文的第十六节，我不太清楚我们的中文翻译是怎样，但是英文的翻译或者是我们中文的翻译是这样讲，说他的名必被称为耶和华我们的义。
Now, if you were to look in chapter 23 of Jeremiah,
那如果我们翻到耶利米书的二十三章，
and look at verse 5 and 6, at the end of verse 6,
第五节和第六节，还有第六节的末了。
These verses are very similar to the ones in chapter 23.
那这段经文和我们刚刚所读到的三十三章的经文是非常相似的。
Except for there's this one little difference.
但是有一点微小的不同。
And in verse 6, it says this, In his days, Judah will be saved, and in Israel will dwell securely, and this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
那在二十三章的第六节讲到说，在他的日子，犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住。他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
Do you see the difference?
你们看到这中间的区别了吗？
In one verse it says he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. And in the other verse, in our verse today, it says it will be called the Lord is our righteousness.
那你们我们刚刚所读的这段经文，它讲到他要成为我们。他的名必称为耶和华我们的义，而在我们今天所要证道的这个经文里讲到的是，他是指的一个地方要成为耶和华我们的义。
This promise that Jeremiah is speaking is telling us this, that the person, the king that is to come, will rule with, he will be just and righteous.
那我们今天耶利米所要传达的经文就是即将来到的那位王，他要施行公平和公义。
He will come from the lineage of David.
他要从大卫的后裔而生。
And that this king will have a profound influence on his people.
那这位国王将对他的子民有一个深远的影响。
Because in one verse it says that.His name will be the Lord is our righteousness. And then the other verse it says, and it, referring to the city of Jerusalem, will be called the Lord is our righteousness.
这是因为在耶利米书23章的第六节讲到说他的名必称为耶和华我们的神。而在我们的33章所讲到的是他，这个他是指的说以色列耶路撒冷圣城将成为将被称为耶和华我们的义。
So,What it's saying is that the king, his character will be passed on to the people that he rules.
那在这里所要指的就是说，这位国王他的美好的品性将传达给他所统治的子民们。
And it will be so obvious that people will call that city, the Lord is our righteousness.
那这个美好的品性将变得非常的显而易见，以至于看到的人都要称为说，将他的名称为是耶和华我们的义。
Now this isn't so hard to believe.
那这也并不是一件很难相信的事情。
I mean, we see it all the time.
我们在生活中时时刻刻都可以看到。
We saw it in history. If it was a bad king, he would promote practices.That he would do, and then the people would do them.
那我们在历史上也看到说，如果在一个朝代是一个坏王来统治的话，那他会做一些不讨神喜悦的事情，那他的子民也会跟着他来做这样的事情。
We see it today. Sometimes a professor will be teaching, and if he teaches the wrong thing.The students will believe it and learn the wrong thing.
那在今天我们也可以看到，如果一个教授他来教书，但是他教的东西是不对的话，那他的学生所学到的也是不对的东西。
We see that in Christian history from Germany, the theologians began to teach that the word of God isn't completely God's word, only certain parts of it.
那我们也看到从德国开始有一些的神学家他们开始讲论说圣经并不是所有都是神的话只有其中的一部分是。
And so then people began to to only believe the parts that they wanted to.
那因为如此，所以所读的人读圣经的人就开始相信他开始只是仅仅相信圣经里面他们愿意相信的那一部分。
And so now we are plagued in our country with a lot of liberal theology that says that the miracles aren't true in the Bible.
那如今我们在我们的这个国家里也开始来讨论一些新派和自由的神学。那我们说在圣经里面的一些神迹奇事并不是真实的。
I know that my father used to have a little bit of a temper. Well, I can't say a little bit of a temper.My father had a temper.
那我爸以我的父亲来举例的话，我的父亲脾气是很不好的。
I remember seeing him lose his temper one time. We had a rototiller, and it wasn't working.
那我曾经记得有一次他发脾气，就是我们有一个清理路的机器，然后他不工作了。
So he started to take apart a piece of the motor.And he couldn't get it back together again.
那他开始就把这个摩托的各个零件都拆开，但是他没有办法再把它们重新组装起来。
And I remember going up to see what kind of progress he had made.
那我也记得我当时就走过去看看他有没有什么好的进展。
And he was up on the hill.
那他站在一个小山的山坡上。
And as I started walking up the hill, I saw him pick up the motor.And throw it down the hill.
那当我往山上走，要去见他的时候，我就看到他把那个摩托举起来，然后往山下扔下去。
You know, there are certain things that I have had to learn in my life, had to relearn in my life. And one of them was.Not to be like my father.
那你们知道，在我的生活中，我有很多要重新学习的事情。那其中的一件事情就是要学会，我不能像我的父亲一样。
Growing up with him, what he was kind of passed down onto me.
那与他一起的来长大，他生命中的一些品性也潜移默化的影响了我。
Jeremiah promised a king who would be righteous and just.
那耶利米他应许说将有一位君王他是施行公义和公平的。
And his influence would be so strong that the people would take on his character of righteousness.
那他的他对于他子民的影响将如此的强烈以至于在他手下的臣民都要得到他的品性就是公义。
I've lost my place here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Jeremiah promised the king of righteousness, and brothers and sisters, that righteousness is and that promise of hope is still here for us today. It wasn't just for then, but it's for today too.
那耶利米在当时所应许的那个盼望在如今仍然是我们的盼望它并不是只在当时的那个历史环境下而是在今天这个盼望仍与我们同在
I'd like to just talk a little bit about how that hope is here present for us as well it wasn't just for Israel
那我就想就此来讲一点我们这样的盼望为何如今仍在与我们同在而不是仅是当时对于以色列人来说的
The king that he promised was born 2,000 years ago.
那这位国君王他所耶利米当时所应许的是在2000多年前诞生的。
His name was Emmanuel.
他的名字为以马内利。
God with us.
神与我同在，与我们同在。
We know him as Jesus.
我们知道他的名字为耶稣。
The Christ, the Messiah.
是基督，是我们的救世主。
And he was promised, and that promise.And hope in him is still here for you and me.
那他所给我们带来的盼望和应许在如今仍在我们的当中与我们同在。
I'd like to just look at some of the benefits that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ today.
那我今天也想和大家分享一下我们在耶稣基督里所有的福气。
I used to have this pamphlet that had 33 things listed that happen at the moment of salvation.
那我在我曾经有一个小册子，那这个册子上记载了33件事情是在我们得到拯救的时候会发生的事情。
And I used to use it for new Christians to encourage them in their faith.
那我曾经也用这个小册子去鼓励这些刚刚信主的朋友们，来让他们鼓励他们的信心能够增长。
And here are just four that I'd like to mention quickly.
那我想就在这里跟大家分享其中的四点。
Do you know, brothers and sisters, if we are in Christ and we accept Him as our Savior, that hope, then one of the things that we don't have to deal with is the punishment of sin.
那弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？当我们在基督里的时候，当我们得到他所应许的盼望的时候，首先我们就不用再惧怕那永远的刑罚，因为我们犯罪，因为我们犯罪而要受到永远的刑罚。
Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 9, he says this, And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Jesus Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. We do not have to experience God's wrath.
那保罗他在罗马书的第五章第九节里面讲到说，我们既靠着他的血称义，更要借着他免去神的愤怒。那他就讲到了神他所应许我们要免去他的愤怒。
Here's another thing that I'd like to just mention, that when we are in Christ and we have Christ as our Savior, He gives us a Christian family and He allows us to have fellowship with Him.
那还有一点我想与大家分享的就是说，当我们在基督里的时候，他就赐给了我们一个基督的家庭，那我们也可以在这个家庭中与他来进行团契和交通。
In the book of Hebrews, we're told that we can approach his throne boldly.
那在希伯来书里面所讲到说，我们就可以坦然无惧地来到他的施恩宝座前。
And we're also reminded not to forsake the gathering of our brothers and sisters.
并且在希伯来书里面也提醒我们弟兄姐妹说不要停止聚会。
Because they can help us grow and when we are in difficult situations, they can help us through them.
因为我们的弟兄姐妹可以帮助我们来成长，而在我们遇到困难的时候，他也可以帮助我们来度过这段困难的时间。
We also have another promise of hope.
那我们还有另外的一个关于盼望的应许。
We have the promise that Jesus Christ will guide us and lead us to what is best for us.
那这个应许就是耶稣基督他会亲自的来引导我们带领我们把我们带到最好对于我们来说最好的地方
James says in the first chapter of his letter that our tribulations and trials develop our relationship with Jesus
在雅各书第一章所讲到说我们的试炼能够让我们与神的关系更加的亲近
Even though they are difficult and we don't maybe seeWhy we are experiencing the difficulties, God knows best.
虽然在当时的境况中非常的艰难，而且我们也往往不知道为什么我们要遇上这样的困难，但是我们相信神他的美意是最好的。
He wants us to know that He has allowed us to experience some difficulty in our lives.But it will draw us closer to Him.
他希望我们能够知道，虽然他允许我们在我们的生命当中遇到一些困难，但是这些困难最终都能够让我们与神的关系更加的亲近。
One other benefit is, and we will be reminded of it with the communion table today, and that is that, that we are our sinful nature that we have received from Adam and Eve.Has been put to death if we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
那另外一个所应许的盼望就是我们在耶稣基督里面，那既然我们在耶稣基督里面，那我们所有的原罪，从我们始祖亚当和夏娃所继承来的原罪，都与耶稣基督一起钉死在十字架上了。
And we are as Jesus rose from the dead, we also rise to new life.
那当耶稣基督他从死里复活的时候，我们也与他一同的来复活，进入到新的生命中。
We're still plagued with an old flesh.
那我们仍然有我们这个老我的肉体。
But it now no longer has the right to control our thinking and our actions.
但是我们原有的肉体已经再也没有权利，在我们的身上再也没有任何的权柄，也没有办法来掌握我们的思想和我们的行为了。
When Jesus was raised from the dead, he won and had victory for us over the sinful nature.
当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，他就在我们的罪上面得到了胜利，他就是我们的得胜者。
We now have the power to say no to the devil.
那我们现在也有能力能够向魔鬼撒旦说不。
One other aspect I'd like to look at quickly here is that the fact that our hope is still yet to come.
那另外一个我想跟大家分享的事实就是我们还有将来的盼望。
When Jesus left this earth in Acts chapter 1, and maybe you in your adult Sunday school classes have looked at this, but he promised his disciples, the angel says, why do you look for him? He will one day, though, come back just as he left, he will come back.
那在《使徒行传》的第一章十一节里面讲到说，当耶稣被接升天的时候，有天使向当时的使徒说，你们为什么站在这里看天呢？那被接上升天的耶稣，他怎样去，还要怎样的再来，他还要再回来。
Jesus promised in the Gospel of John that he goes to prepare a place for us, and one day he will come back for his children.
那耶稣他也在约翰福音里面向他的使徒应许说，他去是为了为我们预备住处，而有一天他还要再回来。
But to experience this kind of hope, and to know this kind of hope, there is a prerequisite.
那我们要想经历这样的一个盼望，那我们首先有一个前提条件。
And I'd like to just...talk about that prerequisite by way of a story.
那我就想用一个故事的方式来跟大家来讨论一下我们这个前提条件是什么。
There once was an old man, very wealthy, and his wife had died.
曾经有一个非常有钱的老人，他的妻子已经去世了。
And he had a young son.
那他有一个非常年轻的儿子。
And he actually, this man loved fine art.
那这个年轻的儿子他非常喜欢艺术作品。
And he would go around the world buying famous paintings and works of art by people like Van Gogh and Monet.
那他就喜欢周游全世界去收集这些非常高档的艺术品，那包括梵高或者是莫奈的作品。
And he would take his son with him.
那这个是老人，他会带着他的儿子一起去。
And his son became, as he grew older, he became to be able to appreciate good art, and he himself became a very good connoisseur of the art.
那这个儿子当他自己渐渐长成的时候，他也开始学会欣赏和鉴赏这些艺术作品了。于是他也开始自己来收藏这些艺术作品。
And the father was pleased that his young boy had learned that from him.
那这位父亲他就非常的高兴他的儿子能够从他这里来学到鉴赏艺术的这个天分。
Now it just happened that the country that they were living in got involved in a war.
那在那个时候他们所住的国家就陷在了战乱之中。
And the young man went into the army and fought in the war.
那这个儿子他就加入了军队，在当时为他的保卫他的国家而征战。
And he saw one of his friends.Who was wounded, so he grabbed him up and he brought him to the medic.
那他在战争当中看到他的一个战友受伤，于是他就过去抢救他，把他抱起来，放到了一个安全的地方。
And when he, just as he got to the medic, he was shot and killed.
那就在他将要进到这个壁垒里面的时候，他中枪而死。
So it wasn't long after the son left.To war, that his father received a telegram informing him that his son was killed in battle.
那在这位儿子加入这个军队不短的时间不长的时间以后他的父亲就收到了一封电报说你的儿子已经被在战争中被杀害了。
And it was about a couple of months after that it was Christmas, and a man came to the door. and knocked on the door.
那在几个月之后是圣诞节，有一个人来敲这个父亲的门。
And the old wealthy man answered the door and saw a young man standing there.
那这个老富翁他就打开门，然后看到一位年轻人站在门外。
He had a package with him, and he said to the man, "I am the man that your son brought to safety during the war when he was killed."
那他手里拿着一个包裹，对这位老富翁说，我就是曾经你儿子所救到的那位伤员，但是很遗憾，他自己牺牲了。
And he said, "I am an artist, and I bring you this gift."
那他说，我是一位艺术家，所以我为你准备了这样一份礼物。
And so the old man opened the gift, and he saw that it was a painting of his son.
那这个老人他打开这个包裹，然后发现是一个关于他儿子的肖像。
It was no Monet or Rembrandt.
并不是什么莫奈的高档的画像。
But it did capture accurately his son's face.And a little bit of his character.
但是这幅画像却抓住了他儿子脸上的一些特征和他的性格。
Now that spring, the old man died.
在转个的春天，这个老人他就去世了。
And all of the art that he acquired was going to go on auction.
那他所收藏的所有的艺术品都要放到市场上去拍卖。
And collectors from around the world had gathered.
那所有的全世界的收藏家都聚集在一起来参加这个拍卖会。
And they were anticipating the start of the auction, and everyone couldn't wait to start bidding on these wonderful works of art.
那这些收藏家他们都觉得非常的兴奋，他们都已经等不及，希望这个拍卖会能够赶快的开始。
But the auctioneer put up for bid first.The picture of the son.
那这个负责拍卖的人，他第一个拿出来的却是这个儿子的肖像。
And he asked, "What is the first bid?" But nobody would bid on it.
然后这个负责拍卖的人问大家说，有没有人要出价？但是没有任何的人出价。
And a matter of fact, they started to get angry because they said, "Forget about that picture. Let's get to the good works."
但事实上这些收藏家他们都感到非常的生气，他们就大声的喊着说，还是把这个肖像放到一边去吧，我们来竞争一些好的艺术品。
And they said, "We didn't come to bid on such a poor piece of art. We want the good things."
那这些收藏家说，我们来不并不是为了来拍卖这一个质量很差的画像，我们是要去买其他的好的收藏品。
Finally, one man in the audience said, "Okay, I'll bid $50."
那到最后的时候，有一位收藏家说，好吧，那我就出50块钱来买这幅画像。
And nobody else bid against it.
其他的人并没有出更高的价钱。
And so the gavel fell and the painting was sold.
所以就是一锤定音，然后这个画像就以50块钱的价格卖了出去。
And then the auctioneer said, "The auction is closed."
然后负责拍卖的人就说，我们的拍卖会结束了。
And everyone got upset.
那所有的人都感到非常的生气。
What do you mean the auction is closed? Look at all those paintings.
你是什么意思？说这个拍卖就结束了呢？这里还有很多很好的画像啊。
And the man said, "According to the owner of the paintings, whoever buys the picture of the son gets all."
那负责拍卖的人就说，根据这个老人的遗嘱，凡是只要是买了这个儿子画像的人，就得到其他所有的收藏品。
So therefore, the man who bought it gets the rest, and the auction is closed.
于是那个出50块钱买下来画像的人就得到了其他所有的收藏品，那这个拍卖会也结束了。
And so it is, brothers and sisters, with us.
那与我们弟兄姐妹们也是一样的。
If we want the benefits of the hope, present and future, we must first have the Son.
如果我们想要现今的和盼望将来的盼望和其中的福气的话，那我们一定要先接受我们这位救主神的儿子。
Without Jesus, there are no other benefits. No 33 things that happen at the moment of
如果没有耶稣基督的话，我们也没有其他的福气，也并不会有在我们得救之时所会发生的三十三件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that we could all say we have all those 33 things.
弟兄姐妹们，我真的是非常希望大家都可以能够说我们有这样的福气，有这样三十三个福气。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, that during this season, God opens the door for us.To share the hope that we have in our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，我也希望在这个圣诞的节期里面，神能够为我们打开门，让我们可以把这样的盼望传播给我们身边的人。
Amen.
Amen.